This is KXRW. I'm Stina Trecha. Stay tuned to hear voices from a local plant sale here in Vancouver. That's right, it's spring, so everyone's got their eye out for those high school FFA plant sales where the stock is healthy and the prices are just right. We're talking $22 hanging baskets, if you know what I mean. So I had a chance to talk to a retiring teacher who spent 40 years at Hudson's Bay. This is his last plant sale. We're going to talk to an occupational therapist from Hudson's Bay. And thanks to Alondra, Haley, and Tristan, students at Hudson's Bay, who took a minute to share with me what they're up to at Hudson's Bay as far as FFA, the plant sale, and even the floral shop.
My name is Steve Lorenz. I teach at Hudson's Bay High School. I'm a horticulture teacher here, and we are having our 53rd annual horticulture sale, FFA horticulture sale. We try and grow around 20,000 plants. We've got 600 hanging baskets. We also have, as a part of this sale, the natural resource program, sells natives, herbs, and vegetables. And in we've kind of split the program over the years. And so we do all the annuals, perennials, and hanging baskets. So it's kind of two sales in one, so people come in. Been coming here for a lot of years and kind of enjoy the sale. The greenhouse that we're in right now is completely empty in September. And by the time the sale's over, about 80% of everything that's in here will be gone. So we kind of clean it out, and then the next group of students come in and start over again. So this is my last year. I'm retiring. This is 40 years at Hudson's Bay, and so I'm looking forward to new adventures on the outside. And we have a replacement for the program with a gentleman by the name of Matt Sandman. And Matt and I are team teaching this year, just kind of help him get started in the program. So it'll be a good, seamless event, I hope.
How much money do you usually raise at this?
Well, it, now that we're taking credit cards, a lot more than when it was people peeling off $20 bills. Last year we did over 40,000, and we probably have done 10 to 20 today so far. So,
and tell the people which day of the sale and what time it is.
This is the first day of the sale, and it is 11 o'clock in the morning. So we've been open for 3 hours right now. And yeah, we have a huge return population that comes back year after year that really enjoys the sales. Kids work hard. We have 170 kids in the program. So that's why we typically grow as many plants as we do, to allow for hands-on for any kid that really wants to have a horticulture experience. So the plant sale is just an offshoot of meeting the needs of the kids and having work for the students to come out. And we're very lucky here at Bay. We have facility. We have a 4,000 square foot greenhouse, which most high school programs don't. And then we have three outside greenhouses, and that's why we have the perennials and other plants out there. And then again, natural resources is a sale into itself, and they have their own greenhouse out there. So combined, it's kind of a nice event for people to come.
Yeah, my name is Sarah Wells. I'm the occupational therapist at Hudson's Bay. The horticulture and the natural resources programs at Hudson's Bay are very inclusive. They include a lot of my special education students in many parts of the process. I've worked with my students on doing some scooping, so moving the dirt into the pots. Sometimes they do some like separating the pots and planting as well. I included shopping as part of a treatment session with one of my students today.
And it went really well.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked really fun. So I feel like plants are something everyone can relate to because they are our relations. What kind of relationship do you have with plants? You've got a pile of plants here.
Yeah, these plants are actually for my neighbors. I'm going to go and do my shopping now.
Anybody use this card?
I have a big garden. My neighbors have a big garden. I love the horticulture program at Bay. I think that it brings everyone together. You see the whole Vancouver community here shopping for plants, and the students participating in all different ways.
My name is Tristan. We are currently working in the Hudson's Bay plant sale. Our plant sale is helping people find what they need and just usually help the community and just be friendly to everyone. I've been involved for about a year and a half to two. I helped grow a lot of the herbs and vegetables in Miss Carpenter's greenhouse.
Do you have any favorite herbs or vegetables?
Tomatoes.
Nice. Are you going to grow any this year?
We did, actually. We have one of our entire sides is tomatoes.
Oh, fantastic. I'll have to check it out. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
We're helping the people around, just giving them a hand on carrying things, and we're taking them to the other side of the area with numbers to let them sit before they pay. This is my first year here. I've been helping plant and arrange some of this stuff.
I didn't do a whole lot of the planting this year. I did last year, but I've been going to the floral shop. We basically make a bunch of plants, like wrap roses and stuff, and then take them down, and like staff or students can buy them, and like especially for like dances or like Valentine's Day is a big one, and just kind of hang out, sell plants.
And Mother's Day is coming up. Is that a big one for the floral shop?
Yeah.
We also, for his students, our teacher gives us like little roses for our mothers, and he gives us like little note cards too, just to like spread the good deeds.
This is an FFA sponsored event, and we were state champions last year, so Bay went back to nationals this fall. The kids took third this year. So we were very competitive in FFA nursery landscape. All the kids that took third in the state are coming back as underclassmen next year. So we want to see the continuity in that program also. So primarily out of our program, we really focus on nursery landscape, which is all the plants and doing landscape design, landscape construction, knowing your plant material that you're putting in somebody's yard, designing, and then all the crops for just event work and things that you're trying to do. The other side is we also run a floral shop out of here. Fort Vancouver runs a floral shop. So the Vancouver high schools really rely on FFA, horticulture, nursery landscape, and floriculture as kind of some of their key hands-on programs. Now, the CTE world in Vancouver is moving towards building trades, electrical, plumbing, and all of that. But landscaping is still a huge part of the construction trades, decks, fencing, outdoor living, all of those kinds of things. So we feel like, although some of the programs are evolving a little bit, there's always going to be that need for nursery landscape and those kinds of projects.
The Vancouver community would like to thank Steve Lawrence for his dedication to the community. 40 years at Hudson's Bay. Here's to his last plant sale. And in tribute, I asked him what music he'd like to play out this interstitial with.
I'm an old time guy, yeah. So Led Zeppelin, you know, here we go.
And I do.